Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. We've all heard about dance-a-thons and walk-a-thons, but in the city of the arts and innovation, it's all about imagining something different for our community. The Imagination Design Marathon, coming up June 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art, will do just that. It's an entire day of collaborative, hands-on design to imagine a public art installation that will one day capture and share the community's collective dreams. Pretty bold ambition, to be sure, but the groundwork is already being laid online, with dreams being collected and shared by individuals of all walks of life throughout the Triad. And you'll find links to register for the Imagination Design Marathon on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Plus, this remarkable effort, Imagination Installation Project, is being spearheaded by three extremely capable community leaders. MyBridges.net founder Cheryl Cirillo began the brainstorming process back in August 2011, and she's enlisted the support of SICA Executive Director Mark Leach and architect and community design studio of Winston-Salem head Lauren DiBianca Fry.
We are inviting artists, architects, designers, and other community innovators who have some kind of a design background to come together. And they'll be working together in teams of five to sketch and model and brainstorm and come up with possible preliminary designs for a new public art installation in downtown Winston-Salem that will both collect dreams from people in our community and allow them to experience and read and maybe even listen to dreams from other people.
Mark, I'm hearing a lot of the underpinnings of this and the sense of community involvement, engagement, public installation art, lots of tie-ins with your perspective. What drew you to this in general in terms of the SICA mission and then personally?
Well, I have to say, you know, SICA's always been involved in design-related activities. I mean, going back to the Home House Project, which is very well known in the community. But what sparked my interest about the Imagination's installation was the idea that it is about bringing community together, linking people who share common interests and trying to make more out of it, to leverage it into a much more powerful, tangible outcome. And those are the kinds of things that SICA is always trying to do. And from my perspective, this kind of a partnership is a way for us to use our resources in a way that benefits the community. And that, after all, is why SICA is around. This project crystallizes for me what imagination is all about and how artists take their dreams and catalyze them and manifest them into something tangible. So we're thrilled to be a part of this project.
Great location and really a center in all the sense of the word.
You bet.
Been out there a few times recently and really enjoying the grounds and the vibe of it. It's so inclusive. And that's where all these ideas are going to take off eventually. We'll get into the big day. But first, I want to find out more about Community Design Studios, Lauren. And forgive my bias. It comes from nothing, just ignorance. But I think of the architect is this prima donna, but the artist with the vision that no one quite gets, but it's his or her genius is going to come to the fore. But I'm getting the complete opposite of this: community engagement and doing things for others from your end. Is this unusual?
Well, I really appreciate you voicing that perspective. I think that's a lot of what I and a lot of architecture and design students of my generation are trying to change about architecture and design. It's generally seen as something for people who have money, for people who are doing grand projects, and often the projects do not reach out to the general public. They don't reach out to underserved communities, even though there is an actually pretty large history of architecture doing public housing and things like this. There have been a lot of architects involved in that. But yeah, this stems out of a lot of young designers' desire to reach out to the broader community. Architecture generally only serves about 2% of the population is involved in and spearheading design and really gaining the benefits of design. And I think in schools around the country, professors and students are trying to change that trend. So as someone newly out of school, and most of the participants in the Community Design Studio are also young design professionals, we all have a heart for serving the broader community through design.
Great.
You know, we often think about an artist or a designer as a lone individual, as a solo creator. And in this particular project, and in many design-related disciplines, there is a lot of collaboration that really catalyzes a result. And so this is an opportunity to watch this kind of collaborative process, to see people form teams and to collaborate on and compromise in the ultimate result. And at the same time, to have a rigorous aesthetic debate.
The two words that I want to pull out of what he said that I think are my vision for the day are process and collaboration. And a lot of what the Community Design Studio would love to focus on and educate more people about is that design is not just about objects or about buildings. It's about the process behind what is created. And I think that, to me, that's what's exciting about the day. What I envision the end product being may not even come to light during the day. It may just be ideas that are somewhat concrete that then later on coalesce as teams work through the process towards a tangible goal.
The results might not be tangible in one sense, but rather outcomes that transform the quality of life, that impact how we provide meals for children, that transform education, you know, in our public schools, private schools, what have you. I mean, I just think that there are so many possibilities, and the idea that people can dream collectively is, for me, the most revolutionary and transformative part of this whole process.
One of the things that is most exciting to me about what's happening with the people who are signing up for the Imagination Design Marathon is that we'll be able to put together teams of people who are very different from each other, who usually don't work together. So people from all different socioeconomic backgrounds, students and older people, artists with architects. And I think this is a really exciting opportunity for those people to come together on teams of five and work together. And I don't think that happens very often in our community, probably in any community. So it's really an exciting possibility to see what will happen on June 2nd.
I've always been told to get out of your comfort zone whenever possible. You know, you learn stuff. What a great opportunity.
You mentioned that this really facilitates cross-pollinization in our community. So people who didn't know each other connecting among common interests. And we're already finding that that is taking place. And we want to build, ultimately, as we collect more and more dreams and track who they're coming from, we want to create dream maps on the website, which will be data visualizations of the dreams and who's dreaming and what they're dreaming about and where they live. And I'm really excited to see that happening. One of the goals for the Imagination Installation Project is for Winston-Salem to become a nationwide model of results-driven dreaming. So while we're excited to, you know, see what happens on June 2nd, we really are interested in coming up with a design that we can go out and raise money for a team of architects and artists to come together to actually be paid to build it in Winston-Salem and to see these things really come to life.
My thanks to MyBridges.net founder Cheryl Schirillo, SICA Executive Director Mark Leach, and Architect and Community Design Studio of Winston-Salem head Lauren DiBianca Fry. The Imagination Design Marathon is coming up June 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem, and you'll find links to register, submit your dreams for this community, and much more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.